This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. I thank you very much for listening, and especially for those of you who subscribe to the Todd Wright Toddcast. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Papa John's of Tampa Bay, both longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. As a matter of fact, Brandon Legal Group just received our shipment of hats for the upcoming sold-out Todd Wright Tour XXXI, my 31st golf tournament. We started the Todd Wright Tour in October of 2015. Tournament number 31 is sold out for this week from Saturday. First Saturday of June at the club at Eagle Brook, our first venture into Lakeland. This is a fantastic golf course for Central Florida based on the design and the elevation changes and just overall the staff at Eagle Brook in Lakeland. Thrilled to be hosting there. Thank you, Brandon Legal Group, for providing me Todd Wright Tour XXXI hats for all players at Todd Wright Tour 31. Brandon Legal Group has a simple message for me to convey. When you are in need of legal assistance, they are a full-service law firm. If you have a need for, say, family law, Brandon Legal Group can help. If you have a need specifically for divorce, Brandon Legal Group can help. Full service covers many other categories. You can request a free consultation two ways. One, go to their website, brandonlegalgroup.com, click the box that says request a free consultation, or if you prefer to call, 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME to request that free consultation. Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area. Papa John's of Tampa Bay catered Todd Wright Tour XXX back in April with papadillas for every player. And even at this upcoming event, one of my six winning teams, that's what so many people like about my tournaments, is the odds of winning something are very high. One of my six winning teams is going to receive pizza party packs courtesy of Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Thank you, Mike Lentz. I'm glad you're bringing Charles, your boss, who has never played in a Todd Wright Tour event, especially considering the quality of the venue we have at the club at Eagle Brook. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, locally owned and operated since the early 1990s. My email, if you want information and just want to know more about my golf tournaments and how to find out about future events, I received a very nice email from a gentleman I met at a Leroy Selman Super Bowl watch party. I miss Selman's. The Blackout Bowl, as he called it, where the lights went out in New Orleans. And he said, hey, I'd love to get involved with the tournament on June 5th. I said, that'd be great, Todd, but we sold out 6 weeks ago. Get ahead of the game next time. Everybody email me in advance and watch the social media mentions of the tournament as well. My email for golf purposes is toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. My social media is toddwright2121 on Instagram, on Twitter, and I promote my golf tournaments on my Facebook page. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. If you have a comment about the podcast, please keep it to wright.todd@yahoo.com. Anything podcast related that is not fantasy related, we'll get to that next month with the return season 6 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Anything non-fantasy related, wright.todd@yahoo.com. If you post on a message board about the podcast, I consider it very cowardly. I will never see it, so what was your frickin' point? And I will not respond to it. If you have something that merits my attention and you'd like to have a conversation about it, email it to me at wright.todd@yahoo.com. Recording this podcast on Thursday afternoon, roughly 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Many of you know I went down to South Florida, as I've been known to do ever since I went to college at the University of Miami. I find excuses to go to various sporting events down in South Florida, especially now that on the drive back, I can experience new wonderful golf courses now that I've played over 200 different golf courses in the state of Florida. So drove down to Sunrise for game 5 of Lightning Panthers on Monday night, and then found a wonderful golf course I highly recommend. They have some public tee times if you know where to look. It's called Forest Glen Golf and Country Club in Naples. It couldn't be more conveniently located if you want something just off the interstate. It's actually at that sort of last exit before you would cross Alligator Alley to head to Miami or Fort Lauderdale. It's just there before the toll booth on Collier Parkway. Best condition golf course I've played since Sand Hollow Resort in Utah in September, and prior to that, Copperhead, when they canceled the Valspar Championship. So PGA Tour shape conditions, all seaside past Palom grass, not just the greens, the entire golf course. Can't say enough about Forest Glen Golf and Country Club. If I ever take the Todd Wright Tour to Naples, that's where I would like to take some players, either in 2021 or 2022. Went to game 5. Lightning just didn't have it. I didn't buy into the kid goaltender. I know the shot total was up. It was like 22-15 between the two teams. The quality of most of those shots were not that great. The Lightning, to me, just didn't have the jump. They looked like they weren't prepared after the chippy end to game 4, where both Kucherov and Sergachev were hurt. They came back in game 5. Look, these things happen in 7-game series. They happen in baseball 7-game series. They can happen in an NBA 7-game series. They happen in a Stanley Cup playoff series. And Florida was a good team all year long. They played to that level in game 5. They went with the rookie goaltender. And I get this trick. Joel Quenneville's been around. And let's face it, his top 2 goaltenders stunk for 4 games, so why not by putting in the kid who now goes to his prom instead of playing in a game 7. Vancouver tried this trick last year. It got them to a 7th game against Vegas when they were down 3-1. It didn't win Vancouver the series. It wasn't going to win Florida the series. It makes the veteran players play harder. It gets their attention because they're playing in front of a rookie, and they don't want the kid to look bad. They want to have his back, and in this case, his front. Lightning didn't have a lot of quality scoring chances. They didn't have power play opportunities the last 2 periods. That was not their game. Game 6 was more their game with the elimination of the Florida Panthers, and they escape any serious injury based on the way the series was going. With the attack mode the Panthers were on, and they got back Barkley Goodrow, played in game 6. So the Lightning essentially are at full strength now, where there were some concerns on that late in the regular season when they were losing games by, 4 or 5 goals to Dallas and Florida. As we speak, 5 teams have advanced to the next round, which will have 8 in it when we are done with the first round. The Lightning have moved on. Colorado has moved on. Boston has moved on. The Islanders have moved on. And Winnipeg upset Edmonton. Latest tank job by Edmonton. I refuse to put Connor McDavid in the sentence or in the argument of best player in the NHL when you can't win playoff games. You can't win playoff series. Put the team on your back. Go. I think until Connor McDavid gets south of the border, he's not in that conversation. As most players are not when they play in Canada, considering no Canadian team has won a Stanley Cup since 1993. The tank job that Edmonton had in that series, and specifically in a game where they blew, I believe, a 4-1 lead, even had Wayne Gretzky bailing on his franchise to take a studio job with the NHL on TNT next year. That's how bad it was. So 5 have advanced. As we speak, there will be two more games to be played. This is real time tonight. Now, by the time you listen to this podcast, Game 5 of Canadiens Maple Leafs will have taken place, and Game 6 of Hurricanes Predators will have taken place. Then Vegas and Minnesota will go 7 on Friday night on the Las Vegas Strip to decide their series in what I call the group of death out west, specific to the top three teams, Colorado, Vegas, and Minnesota. Colorado won their last 6 to earn the tiebreaker over Vegas to put Vegas in this difficult first-round matchup against the Minnesota Wild, and it's playing out exactly as I thought, and may cost Vegas an opportunity to advance in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So what I want to bring up, because there seems to be a lot of confusion, and considering we don't even know where a Canadian team would play once, and it's guaranteed a Canadian team gets to the conference semifinals, we don't even know where they would play. It depends on what team, and then they will pick a neutral site for that team to play their designated home games in the conference semifinals, and then potentially if they advance in the Stanley Cup finals. But I know many are confused, even going ahead to the second round. I've heard Lightning fans wonder who they would play in the next round. It's likely Carolina. It was likely going to be Carolina all along because Carolina won the division the Lightning are in, and they're just better than Nashville. Overtime games, Game 3, Game 4, Game 5, Carolina comes from behind, then wins in overtime in Game 5. Carolina likely gets by Nashville, and then they would host Game 1, 2, 5, and 7 of a series against the Lightning in the second round. The one series at the time of me recording this that we know we have is Boston will play the Islanders. They were the two lowest seeds in their division, but Pittsburgh and Washington have exited. Boston will have Game 1, 2, 5, and 7 at home against the Islanders. So we know one of those teams will make the Stanley Cup semifinals. And this is very important because both Boston and the Islanders advanced from a Lightning standpoint. Believe it or not, the Lightning could have ended up as the 4 seed in the Stanley Cup semifinals. We go to a reseed once we get to the final 4, and it's based on your regular season performance. So the Lightning had 75 points. That's why they were the 3 seed in their own division, why they didn't have home ice against the Panthers, why they won't have home ice against the Carolina Hurricanes in the next round. That 75, lower than Colorado and Vegas, was lower than Pittsburgh, and I believe probably Washington, but I know Pittsburgh, and lower than Toronto, the top seed in the Canadian division. So the fact that Boston and the Islanders both pulled off upsets means that there is guaranteed to be a team in the Stanley Cup semifinals that will be seeded lower than Tampa Bay. Why is this significant? This is significant to me because Tampa Bay could have been the 4 seed in the Stanley Cup semifinals without that scenario, and there were others, and they would have had to play either Colorado or Vegas in the Stanley Cup semifinals, who led the league with 82 points and considered by many to be the top teams this year, while the Lightning, to me and many, are still the team to beat because they are the defending champions. And let's stop here also. It is very hard to repeat as Stanley Cup champions, and a lot of it is the wear and tear the previous run to the Cup takes on you. This year is different. Because last year was different, and this regular season was different. So the normal wear and tear from winning a Stanley Cup, then turning around, playing the next year a full 82-game season is not there for the Lightning. They didn't play an 82-game regular season this year. They played 26 games less. And I know it was a more active schedule with less practice time. It's still 26 less games that the Lightning and every team played this regular season. And then you look at last year, and you had, what, a 4.5-month break between the regular season and the postseason. So I contend the Lightning's legs are there more than any other defending Stanley Cup champ in recent memory because of the bizarre nature of what we've had in hockey and how to schedule it in 2020 and in 2021. So the Lightning, by virtue of Boston and the Islanders advancing, guaranteeing one of them in the Final Four, that team would be seeded lower than the Lightning. So the Lightning would not have to play the one seed, likely Colorado, and we'll put in parentheses, or Vegas, in a very difficult semifinal matchup that kind of feels like it should be worthy of a Stanley Cup final. So who would the Lightning play if they get by Carolina, as I've thought all along, in the next round? Well, that depends on what would happen likely in the Canadian division. Winnipeg has already advanced. By the time you listen to this, Toronto might have already advanced as well. So it would be Toronto against Winnipeg. Look, if Winnipeg pushes all the way through on the strength of goaltender Connor Hellebuck and wins their division, then Winnipeg would be the 4 seed. Then they actually would bump up the winner of Boston and the Islanders to 3. And then suddenly, the Lightning would play the winner of Boston and the Islanders in the Stanley Cup semifinals, and the Lightning would have home ice. They would have home ice and last change games 1, 2, 5, and 7 if Winnipeg can push through. I can make the same argument if Montreal can push through. If Toronto pushes through, then the Lightning would likely play Toronto in the Stanley Cup semifinals, and Toronto would have neutral ice, home ice, last change, 1, 2, 5, and 7. I'm assuming that would be Buffalo, New York, but that's just my guess at this point, that they would put the Maple Leafs there. So Lightning catch a break by avoiding playing, say, Colorado, the President's Trophy winner, in the Stanley Cup semifinals. If the Lightning can advance past likely Carolina because of Boston and the Islanders advancing. And then in that scenario, if Toronto is the Lightning opponent, then the winner of Boston and the Islanders would be the opponent of Colorado, and the winner of Colorado and whoever wins the Vegas Golden Knights Minnesota Wild Series, which to me favors Minnesota, even though they're on the road in Game 7 against Vegas, just based on the 14 games these teams have played against each other all season. And if you're wondering, so you're watching these playoffs and saying, wow, these are really intense, really heated, what's going on here, what's different? Just think about it. These guys, once they get to Game 2 of a playoff series, have already played each other 10 times. By the time they get to that game two, that's the 10th meeting between those teams in these opening rounds. So, for example, expect the same hard hitting and intensity and chippiness in the Tampa Bay Carolina series, not only because you saw it in the regular season, but because they've already played 8 times. So game one of a Tampa Bay Carolina series is the 9th time they've played. These guys are sick of each other. And there's tabs to pay from previous games. Game two is like a game 10. That's a lot of games to play against one opponent in within sort of 1 year, which is what's going on here. So that explains the intensity and the dislike and what we have going on in these playoffs, because there's so much familiarity, not a lot of it good, between these teams who are now playing for the Stanley Cup. So there's a quick Todd Wright Toddcast on where we are in the Stanley Cup playoffs, why we're here, and what to expect going forward. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Remember, if you have a comment about the Toddcast, email wright.todd@yahoo.com. If you want golf information for Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.